WMOL. Try it again. Didn't quite make it in.
Gilpour HKX N0TR. You working today, Patrick?
Morning, Tom. KN4TFW.
Awful scratchy, but I think it's a repeater. PFW. And I can't remember the name this morning. Good morning, though.
The name is Kent. Kilo Echo November.
Before you did. You headed to work, Ken?
There for today and then off tomorrow and then back on Thursday and Friday.
Well, to work for a living, ain't it?
You got that right. Maybe a couple or three more years.
Where are you this morning, Ken? I'm ready to take our son-in-law and my daughter to the airport and drop them off to head back to Detroit, Michigan. They live in a kind of a suburban of that. It's out quite a ways from Detroit in West Bloomfield. 2-hour flight and they're home.
I have a son who lives in a suburb of Detroit also.
Where do you live at, Ken?
So I'm not real sure. I know it's about 30 minutes west of Detroit, but I really can't nail down the town for you.
A lot of suburbs around there. Well, how's the roads and the weather this morning outside? I haven't stuck my head out. It said it's 39 degrees here, 95% humidity, and feels like 36.
Over here on Wade Hampton, cars are reading 50, but that's probably wrong. I was noticed into the garage. But it's dry. Traffic's light so far.
Look in there, but I guess not. Well, that's good. That's good. I'm going to bring the car up out of the basement here as soon as they get ready. My wife was wanting to go with me, but I don't want to risk it. She just had that new hip put in.
With her, didn't she have hip surgery?
Got a new hip put in on the 18th, and she's doing great, but she's been overdoing it some, and got a little swelling in her foot last night, but other than that, I think she's just taking a half a dozen Tylenols.
It's gonna be any good to tell her to slow down, right?
When they're getting in and out of that car for a 15-minute ride down there and back, that's just, you don't want to turn that hip the wrong way or you can pop that thing out of joint or mess up that soft tissue, and she's doing so good, and I just don't want her to do that, but she's not very happy with me about it.
We tend to overdo it when it's starting to feel good, and then you overdo it, and then it starts hurting again, right?
It's a major surgery. You could mess it up entirely and have to go back into surgery in emergency if you pop that thing out. I had a friend, of course this was up in Kansas years ago, but he had to have another socket put in. They didn't get the right one in there, I guess. But this guy, well, he's just awesome. He did six of them in that one day.
They came a long way with that stuff nowadays.
Ken, it says you're 3.5 miles from me. That's pretty close.
We're at, where am I at? Wade Hampton and 357 over here, just south of the Greer Walmart.
Just looking at QRZ there, and it says you're down there off Fairview Road. Comes pretty close to you, Locust Hill.
The house is kind of right across the street from the Ingles. There's a baseball field, and the baseball field butts back up to my backyard.
Where that's at? Yeah, right there on that right side of the road as you're coming back towards my house from Ingalls.
You're out there off of 101 somewheres, right? Over there by the O'Neill Hot Dog or somewheres in that area?
A little too far north. If you go to Cunningham Fire Department, and then as you're going north past that big O'Neill addition, you know, the second road past the Cunningham Fire Department is Brown Road, and you just hang a right and go down a big hill, and I'm up on the right side as you start climbing the hill.
You're over there pretty close.
Not much radio on lately, because I've been taking care of the wife and had company. My other daughter and son-in-law and grandkids have been here off and on. So, been pretty busy. Did you have a nice Christmas?
On Christmas Day, it was just me and Mama, but we wait Christmas Eve to see one set of grandkids down in Anderson, and then another set came over on the 27th, and then my son came over on the 29th, and then, so, yeah, we had a real good one.
Great, Ken. Hey, I'm going to slip over here and stick me a cup of coffee in the microwave, and you have a safe day. Maybe I'll catch you on the way down. And Patrick ought to be out there pretty quick, hasn't
he? I don't think he's working today. I think he's going to spend another day sleeping in. All right, I'll say 7-3 and that, and you be good. I'll still be here another 25 minutes anyway. KN4GFW.
How long you say he's going to be there, Ken?
Be here till 10 after 6. About another 25 minutes.
Well, I might show them that somebody's awake out there real briefly on the way down there. KN4TFW N0TR. Have a safe day, Ken.
7-3, Tom.
From UF Mobile.
DFW, good morning, Jody.
And how you doing, sir?
Over here. Can't complain at all. You must be going out to meet friends for breakfast.
We got 8 hours today, so I'm headed in.
About 15 minutes early.
You know, all this traffic on the road, I just want to make sure I wasn't late.
Hey, it was really good to see you the other night.
I suppose it was really good to see that whole bunch. I was glad we got together.
Seems like life gets in the way, doesn't it?
The older you get, the faster it goes.
You're right about that. Plus, it was good to you for everybody to get together. What are you guys doing today?
Yesterday, we put it in some pipe, and we're going to finish it up today.
You didn't get in on any of that storm cleanup, did you? Or you guys contract that out?
If they contracted that out, but you know, during the storm we did all the opening up of the roads and stuff like that.
Man, there's still a bunch of debris all over the sides of the roads over by my house.
It's the same way, so you know, I guess it just takes time.
I see a lot of people kind of trying to fudge. They took time to, you know, cut down trees and bushes that they didn't want no more and stacked it all out there like it was a storm debris.
They do that, and then they complain because it's still sitting there.
We're just across the line from the city limits here in Greer, and that, so there ain't no real, you know, they don't pick up anything, but a couple of people got bunches of brush out there, but I got an idea they'll be taking it to the dump themselves.
Yeah, I'm just inside the city limits in Liberty myself, but I still don't put nothing out by the road. If I can't burn it, I take it to the landfill.
Holidays, I cut down a tree in the front yard, and that I could have easily stacked it up by the road, but I just drug it all to the back and just burned it in the fire pit.
Can't agree with that. That's what I do, is, you know, after a storm or something, we go through the yard and clean all the limbs and sticks and all that up. Then I go out there and fire the burn pit up, sit out there and enjoy myself while I'm burning.
I don't think I got any more trees in the yard anymore. I think they're all gone now.
I still got plenty.
It's off tomorrow.
How about you?
Closed tomorrow, so that'll be good.
See you today.
Regular 8. The maintenance guys, they usually work 10s, but on a holiday week, they only work 8s.
We're the same way. We usually work 10s, but on these holiday weeks, we only work 8s.
Lunch and then go home, right?
Meals.
There's 8-hour days when I work construction.
Summertime, it's great, you know, because you have so many hours afterwards for 8 hours a day. Wintertime, not so good when we're working 10s, because we go to work before dark and get home. Or, well, vice versa. We go to work before daylight and get home after dark.
Trying to get in. Yeah, they've been talking about about doing away with the time change. I wish they would.
Whether, you know, make it the same. You know, we don't need to keep jumping time. Some cool weather here next week.
About the lows being in the teens here and that for, you know, several days in a row. So, I mean, they're talking about like we might have a good chance for some kind of precipitation. I wouldn't mind seeing a good little snow.
The snow wouldn't bother me. That would be fun. You know, just something different. And yeah, they're saying it's going to be pretty cold.
Like 17 in the mornings for Greer. And it's like, man, that's pretty cold.
Them days up here, you know, that was pretty cool. Was in the teens. Haven't had no single digits yet, but we've had some 18s and 17s here now, but just, you know, not much. One or two days, and that's it.
Man, I got a couple of pipes in my upstairs in the soffit. If the wind's blowing and it gets really cold, they try to want to freeze, but hopefully it won't be too bad.
You know, that's what Annette was doing. Like, hey, you know, do we need to insulate some of these pipes or stuff? I said, well, if I could get to them, I would, but we just run some faucets. We'll be all right.
Praise Eddie. I think it's Kenny and Jody, right?
Today, KN4GFW.
Absolutely. Good morning, dude. KN4MUF.
Good morning. I recognize those voices. I just got up. I hadn't even come to yet.
The IV up, dumping some coffee,
and
it'll
keep you all right.
Here you go.
Go ahead.
I'll go ahead. I'm trying to wake up here. Just turn the radio on.
It's pretty scary when you turn the radio on here, me and you talking on here. That's got to wake you up.
Man, I used to try to get at least a cup of coffee first.
But I'm okay.
Daylight's coming.
What, another hour from now?
You know, I noticed yesterday it stayed lighter, just a little bit later, maybe 5 minutes or 6 minutes or something.
You say the year was back on, what, 22nd?
Or something, somewhere in there.
When the daughter lived in Alaska, it... This time of year, the sun come up about 11 in the morning, it'd be down by 1:30.
Well, that'd mess you up.
It would be a trip.
It didn't mess her up too bad because she was a night owl, so man, it gave her a lot of nighttime.
Yes, I think it's in Alaska where it never really gets dark.
We got to go there in one year in July. And let's see, I left for Charlotte, and it was dark. And I didn't see it get dark again for Canada.
I'd be loving that.
It came on every night in July. It was like 45 in the morning. kind of work the night shift in the summertime, right?
Play golf at midnight.
Board.
Down just enough to say that it was officially down, and then he'd pop right back up. That dark.
I'm on the way to work.
Yes, sir.
Had to keep you up.
There's some new pads for this recliner, so yeah, y'all keep at it. Every time I get a new recliner.
2% raise?
I'm supposed to get it. When are we supposed to get that?
Nothing.
I'll have to check that out, see what that's going to be worth.
After the 20th, they're talking about what, doing away with taxes on Social Security, so man, that'd be another couple $100.
Ain't that a bitch? Paying all your life on Social Security, then you get taxed at it when you retire.
It should be done when you retire. You shouldn't have to pay no more house taxes or any of that stuff.
Property taxes. Property taxes is the worst of it.
Collect property taxes until that house sells again.
For these fine roads we have here in this upstate.
When they charge us extra for the gas tax, do they? Was a few years ago, they had run a gas tax up because they were gonna fix all these roads and all that, and now the roads still aren't fixed, and they want another gas tax.
Any company that knows how to fix a road.
Yeah. Well, wasn't just a few years ago, they stuck it in us, and then, I guess it's last year, this end of this year, they decided to break it off. All right.
Bradley.
What? Could have lost.
No.
Oh, man.
Isn't it just imagine? Yeah, I mean, at least we got something to look forward to. And we bought a bunch of popcorn, too, so we'll kick back and watch the show.
Something out there, and their hands are popping like this.
TFW Mobile.
UF Mobile.
And for is Eddie, I guess I'm mobile in his recliner.
He's stationary.
No, I did too.
I guess I am stationary, but it does, I can move it around though, you know. Take the wife to the dentist. She get her teeth cleaned this morning. We always go with each other and we do stuff like that. So in case something comes up, one of us drives, you know. And they called me last night about 7:00, and the generator people that morning between 10 and 11 to hook up the power and whatnot to the generator. And I said we're supposed to be at the doctor at the dentist at 10:00. So I told the guys, I said, well, y'all can do that while I'm not here, right?
It's like it just hits like that, doesn't it?
For about 3 weeks, and they got that little gauge on the gas line, you know. And as they called, said, be all right, we come hooking. I said, I didn't want to tell them no, because, you know, it might be another 3 weeks before they can reschedule, you know.
And they're talking about, you know, colder, maybe some bad weather in that next couple of weeks. You might need it.
I saw something about second week in January or whatever. We're supposed to, something's supposed to go down. And then I'm not sure exactly what they're doing, but I know they're hooking up the power to it, and then the inspector comes out Thursday to look at everything or something. Everything before they could hook anything up.
I would have to inspect it before they could turn it on, but you at least want them to look at it before they did turn it on, so it was right.
How that works, because I was trying to think, you know, they got to come up, they got to hook up the gas. It's already there. It's got the little gauge on it. It's right there where they're going to put a T. And then the wire is already sitting beside the generator, you know, ready to install. So I thought that the inspector comes and looks at all that, then they hook it up. But evidently they can hook it up. I don't know.
I would rather have them hook it up than have somebody come out and look at it and make sure it was right.
What they're doing, Jody?
Look at it and say, okay, it looks good, go ahead and hook it up. And they don't come back and something's not right, then you're in trouble.
That way, that's a good idea. Yeah, I guess they are doing it the right way. N4A's Eddie.
Come back on you, and you know, the generator fires up and it starts back feeding the lines and gets somebody electrocuted.
Both up in your house, some electronic things like your radio, and that would be good. KF4MUF.
KF4TFW.
Yeah, then I'd be pissed. Don't mess with man's radio. Wife and kids and all that, don't mess with radio.
Yeah, please. Radio's hard.
Ain't lying. The price of those things nowadays. My wife years ago left me. She ran off with my best friend. And I sure do miss him.
An old one.
You talking about that?
I pulled that car over for speeding. He asked him, do you know why I pulled you over? He goes, no, but I had a state trooper run off with my wife, and I thought she was trying to bring her back.
Soon. Bubba down in Georgia. Cop down in Georgia. I forgot where I heard this. Some dude got pulled over, and cop said, "You know why I stopped you?" And he said, "No." He said, "Well, you didn't stop for that stop sign." He said, "Well, I slowed down." And he said, "Well, here, hold on." He started hitting him in the head with a billy club. He said, "Now, you want me to stop? You want me to slow down?"
My state trooper pulled the fella over, and he gets out of his car and walks up to the person, the guy, and says, "You know why I pulled you over?" He goes, "Yeah, you wouldn't sell me tickets to the state trooper's ball." And the state trooper looks at him and says, "Well, state troopers don't have balls." As he turned around and walked off.
Good one. I'm rolling down to the gate here, so we'll say 7-3 to everybody and look forward to catching you guys later. I'm off tomorrow, so you guys have a good New Year's Eve and don't party too much, and we'll catch you later. KN4TFW.
Good seeing you again. Have a great New Year's and a prosperous one, and we'll talk to you on the other side. KN4MUF, 7-3.
Dear Kenny, enjoyed it, and hope you get a raise, too. I could use some of that. See you later. N4A's Eddie. What you're talking about.
Yeah, pull that up.
Well, give us one. I wonder, is what the hardest thing is going to be to find is where they're going to take it away from you somewhere else.
That's with us here. When they give us a raise, we lose it on some insurance or something.
Go up somewhere and you won't realize it. What are we getting? 2.5%, was that it?
That's what he was saying, yeah.
1% on insurance somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Work. I'd go in early, too, and it was, I started doing that years ago, and because I didn't get bothered by anybody, you know, phone calls or anything. I could get a lot of stuff done.
Getting there early, you know, nice and quiet for a while before they all start showing up about 5 minutes till.
I used to show up around 8 o'clock, and I'd be there at least by 5, and I'd get a bunch of stuff done.
Best way to do it.
Glad y'all joined me this afternoon.
My thing was, if you ain't here 15 minutes early, you're late.
Especially on the weekend. I like the daylight savings times where they call in and say, "Man, I overslept." Now, this is when they drop the clocks back, you know. And, "Well, I overslept." And I said, "That's, you got an extra hour of sleep, folks." You know, when they go in the spring, you know, where they lose an hour, I can see them being groggy and a little bit late there.
It was when they'd come in hungover on a Saturday morning, I would find the worst, loudest, roughest piece of equipment I could put them on.
I'm around somebody doing a lot of hammering.
out there, that old thing was just loud, man. That was the first thing they knew they were fixing to be put on.
Hangover.
Sick by lunchtime, I was doing my job.
A bunch of them hung over on Thursday. That Georgia game don't start till like 8:45. KN4 KFW.
That.
Right. A lot of the football, college football games are on.
I've been laying out of work.
Starts up at like 1 or 3.
Off my battery, so I'm pulling in the parking lot now. So you guys have a good one. We'll catch you later. KN4 KFW.
Here, Kenny.
Be my hole too. So, Mr. D and Mr. Kenny, y'all have a great day. 7-3s, gentlemen.
Kleiner down, and I'll catch y'all next year. Enjoyed it. Have a safe one. Toodles in 4, AZ. Be active with me. N4 AZ dude here.
Hey, dude. Yeah, I talked to you maybe 2 or 3 days ago, I think. This is Brad here in Simpsonville. How you doing this morning?
Yeah, I did talk to you. You were, forgot what we talked about. I think you were telling me you were, got licensed in like August or something or whatever, and good to hear you again.
Thank you. Yeah, you too. Yeah, that's correct. And then I was also talking to you about the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and I think you said you wasn't affiliated with them, but you said there might be some people come in later. I've been sitting here listening to y'all talk, and I just stayed on the side because I know they're on their way to work, so I just got off the early bird net on 80 meters, and I need 5 more check-ins to get a certificate, they say.
Chickens.
Yeah, I guess you kind of call that. No, it's check-ins. They, I don't know, I just stumbled across it one morning, and they, if you don't even have to, as long as your address is good on QRZ, and you check in 10 times within your first 30 days, they send you a certificate that they say it looks really nice, and you hang it up in your ham shack. So I'm on, today was day number 5, I got 5 more to go.
Find you some rag chews, too, you know, a group of guys.
Get out of there, but well, when I got licensed, I was in New Hampshire, and every day they had they called it the let me think, 5 o'clock round table, I think they called it, and it was on 70 centimeters, and you know, pretty much the same people would be always checking in, and I missed that, but so far here. Other than the Mount Mitchell repeater, this repeater and the other one that's affiliated with that Brawler's, I don't ever hear anything on it.
Now, are you retired? You still work, or what hours, or what?
Yeah, I still work. I work at a Walmart distribution center in Lawrence. But I've been out of work for a little while, but I got to go back excuse me, next week.
Guys, you know, you're 80 meters. You're there on 7.181 in the morning. They usually start around 7:30. It's not a round table. It's just a rag chew. They just, you know, people sit around and listen. They got something to say. They jump in there, but they talk about anything. I go in there once in a while and talk with them sometimes. It's just, like I said, it's not a round table, it's a rag chew, so it's easy to, you don't have to sit there and wait your turn, you know.
So, I tell you one thing else I found, it's called the Century Club. Found it when I was up in New Hampshire, but they do it at different times during the day. But sometimes, depending on the band conditions, they'll flip from like 40 meters, 20 meters, usually 20 or 40, I think. I don't know if they're going anywhere else. They might go to 80 meters, but what's cool about that net is within, you know, I don't know how many states, but they relay messages. Well, I wouldn't even say relay, but if you're working all states or trying to get that work all states, you talk to people all over the place, then you get kind of awards for it. I ain't really chasing the awards, but it is, I'm trying to get the work to all states, so.
You're new at it, too, so you got a long way to go, a lot of stuff to do.
My brother-in-law, he's been a ham since 1976, so I guess probably every 40 years, but he said, it don't matter if you had $1 million and all the time in the world, you can't do everything there is to do in this hobby.
Yeah, you'll run across people that are over the ocean, and even here in the States that are so hot into this, they spent millions.
I really enjoy this, chasing the DX stations. Yesterday, I didn't get much sleep, but I did the early bird net. I think you got to check in between 3:45 to 6 to get credit for it. But after that, I started chasing DX.
Did that years ago, DX stuff, and now I just use it for what we're doing right here.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I had to drop there because my phone is connected to UConnect, and it was going to cover me up anyway, but. Yeah, what I was saying was yesterday, after that early bird net, I started looking at, I was needing to start turn daylight, 10 meters opened up, 40 was working okay, 20 was working real good, and I got like 15 confirmed contacts yesterday, but two of the coolest ones I got this guy in the Sahara Desert in Africa. And then I got a guy in Mexico, and then I got a guy in Alaska. And I thought, man, this is really cool.
On it.
Oh, yeah, especially when you get a DX station and you're like, really what I want now is I need Oceania and something in Asia to get worked off continents, but Asia is the hardest one for me to probably get. I can see getting Australia or something, but if conditions are right. But my antenna is an in-fed half wave, and I don't know if I got it. It's probably not pointed like the right way for Asia.
Well, anyway, but yeah, Asia. We used to talk with them pretty regular in the afternoon, late in the afternoon, 5 o'clock or so. 15 or 20 meters, it just depends on, what the atmosphere is doing. But, yeah, you can get them in the afternoons like that.
One of the older hams I met up in New Hampshire, he told me about that DX cluster or DX watch, whatever it's called. And you'll see China on there, Japan, and it's either usually out of my band privilege, I'm a general. And, of course, I heard it, some countries don't have the same band plan. But they're either out of my frequency or they'll be on 10 meters at nighttime. Well, it'll be nighttime here and daylight for them, and you can't get them anywhere.
Yeah, all the stuff you're going to be doing that you got plans to do, first thing you better do is go ahead and upgrade, get your extra, and get it out of the way.
Oh, yeah, I've got the book. I've already been studying. I'm getting about 60% on the pretest. One time I got like 80%, and then I retook my missed questions. I got 94, but I had a test scheduled, it was like anybody could walk in and take it when I was up in New Hampshire, and then I took it again just to, like, I want to be sure, and then I got like 60, so I said, oh, I better not even go yet.
To have. I imagine it's around 70-something, I guess. I don't know. But, yeah, just stay at it. Go ahead and get that out of the way. That way you're not bogged down anywhere,
Yeah, I'm going to get it. I'll get it before this year's over with for sure. But one reason I was telling my brother-in-law about it, said he never did study. He's smart enough to get it. I don't know why he don't, but he said you don't gain that much, but to me, I do. And just to brag, not really brag, but, you know, it's kind of like as high as you can go, you know. So, yeah, but I passed tech in general the same day. So I just went ahead and started studying for extra. And I'm like, why not? But it only costs like $15 to take the test.
And Gerald Teal.
10-4-A's Eddie.
Morning, gentlemen. I just left my kids off at the airport and heading back home. And I'd like to tell you, your brother-in-law is dead wrong. I've been an extra for about 35 years, and it's worth every effort. And my name is Tom, and I'm heading back from GSP, just north of Greer.
W4SBX. Yeah, I think it's worth it, too. And I'm so close to getting it, I might as well.
Good morning, Tom. Hey, how's Bernice doing with her hip?
Finer than frog hair split three ways. She's a little miffed at me right now because I didn't want her to ride down to the airport for a 10-15 minute ride and take a chance on her hurting herself, but I thought I'd err on the side of safety. But she's just doing great. She's only had to take about 6 Tylenols, maybe a couple more here the other night. Never had to take any of the opioid stuff, and I can pour that down the drain. But thank you for asking. I appreciate it. And you guys are lucky. I had to study for many, many, many months. Started out as a tech, got 5 words a minute, got tech plus. Took my general, and then I worked on CW, 13 words a minute. Then I took the advanced, which was the hardest test of all. And then I had to take the extra, and I had to do 20 words a minute. And I thought, oh, God, I'll never, never get that. And it was about a year altogether, I think. But you had to wait 6 weeks just to get your certificate back every time you passed one of those tests, so...
The code. Now, that was the worst part of it, to me, was the code.
It is to increase in a lot of time.
Yeah, I almost got... Well, I wanted to get my license, I don't know, it was probably mid-80s or late-80s, and back then they had the novice class, and I was in the Marine Corps and working... I was in the Marine Corps Reserve and then working, and I'm like, dang, going to school at night, Greenville Tech. And I was like, I don't know if I got time for this, but yeah, you're right though. It's so much easier now without the code. But I've got all the stuff to learn code. I'm just waiting until life settles down a little bit here soon, and then I want to get my extra first, and then I'm going to concentrate on the code.
It was a requirement then, but you know, I swore I'd never use that cockeyed stuff. After I got through it, and then I got to thinking, you big dummy, you worked all that time, why not use it? Now I probably use 99% code, and it's a much, much better form of communication, because you'll get through on the code because of the narrow bandwidth many times when you can't even begin to get through on single sideband. Send 0 to your mobile.
Tom, you know, an inert is low power, and then, I mean, you can correct me on this because I'm no expert for sure, but the code, wouldn't it be kind of like a you know, universal language, I guess?
I talked to anybody in the world just in the last few days. I've talked all over the world. I don't think this sunspot cycle is near as good as some was what we had, but that's just my personal opinion. But because you can make a schedule with a guy in New Zealand or Australia or out in the Pacific there, you know, in Micronesia, and pretty well keep it for a long time during the best sunspot cycles. I'm not seeing that this time, but I just operate of an evening usually. Unless I check it and see something during the day, I go to QRZ and look and see what's on there. And sometimes I go to DX Summit and see what's on there, but I've got 308 countries, so it's kind of hard to find a new one.
I wanted to pay you a compliment, though. You're the only person other than Dude that I've really talked to, well, heard on here. I've talked to Dude, but you know how I remember your voice is one advice my brother-in-law gave me was very good advice. Listen, 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 listen. So he gave me a little low-power 2-meter, 70 centimeter, and I had it in my car for about a year, and I listen to you all the time and just learn how, you know, hams talk back and forth. But I just wanted to say I've listened to you for about a year before I ever got talked to you.
Compliment, I appreciate it. Are you the Marine? And your name?
My first name is Brad, B-R-A-D.
Well, Semper Fi, Brad. Chris, K-O-4-Q-L-G, is a Marine friend up there in Liberty. And I was in the Navy and a flight crew off a carrier for a year and a half, and then the P-3 Orions the rest of the time. And my brother and I took our senior cruise to South Vietnam. But I was no hero. Had a nice airplane to fly in. But being a Marine, there's nothing higher in this world in my book.
It's something I'll never regret doing and live through it. So, I mean, you know, I always appreciate veterans and stuff. So, thank you for your service.
Well, you too, Brad. Now, I went through survival school with the Marine Corps, a place called Warner Springs up in Northern California. It just wasn't any fun at all for either service.
I did 6 years, and I wanted to stay in, but, man, it's a pretty hard lifestyle. And then I was wanting to chase women, and I'm like, you're moving around so much, you know, and I don't know. I wanted to go to school a little bit, so anyway, I didn't, so I am where I am.
And we're crowding the other gentleman out. Come on back in there.
Soaking all this in, N4AZE.
And what was your name, sir?
The Dude.
Oh, I don't remember that, Dude. Oh, my wife just got some shoes for my daughter. It was called Hey Dude.
Hey, right now.
Thanks, sir, by golly. Go ahead, Brett.
I'll be on the side in a minute. I'm sitting out in the mobile in my driveway, and I got to run into the house real quick, and I'll be back.
See you in a little bit. I got a little ways to go yet. Miss Singer to your mobile.
I got to run back up to the house. I got to take Vicky to the dentist this morning. We always go with each other whenever we go doctors or dentists or anything, so I'm going to make sure she's up and getting herself ready. I'll check with you guys later on. Probably be in the morning. Tom, good to talk to you. And Brad, good to talk to you. And I'm glad Bernice is doing good. I knew she would. And you do something special for her because what you did to her today. I'll catch you later. N4AZE.
Nice talking to you and Brad this morning, and the pleasure's all mine. And we'll catch you all later. I got about 10 more minutes, then I'll head for the inside. I might even go in there and look at the inside of my eyelids. I don't know if I can. I drank a cup of coffee. 73's gentlemen. Send your OTR mobile.
Is there dudes in for AZE, and I forgot your call sign there, Tom, but I'll be back in a minute, but I got to run in the house real quick. And if you got to go rest your eyelids, go ahead, my friend. We'll talk later. W4SBX.
It's November 0. It means we were from Kansas. We've been down here 15 years this year. And it's Tango Radio, and my name is Tom Rouse, so I have my initials. I'm pretty fortunate. This is N0TR73.
N0TR. Good talking to you there, Tom. Dude, 73.
Jim, guys, may I call my son real quick here? Waiting for FDIW for FCM. Been going a week, so we'll get together. Thanks, guys. W4FCM listening.